Hi, Angie.
Hi.
How's it going?
Going good. How are
good.
You?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you. So, what can I support you with today?
Well, I'm not making any money.
Oh. Okay.
And, you know, I have these fun ideas and what I believe to be great ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I still am kind of held back with a full-time job, so I wonder if that's kind of keeping me in the safe zone. But I'd like to just start putting myself out there a little bit more to make some money. I haven't made money since before my daughter was born, and it's been a year.
Okay. What do you think is holding you back from putting yourself out there more?
The great idea. You know, I'm afraid that it's not a workable idea. I published an offering on my website a couple of months ago. I didn't promote it heavily, like maybe in a couple posts, that it was there. Partly because I was still working full time and pretty busy. But now I have some time, and I'm still not, but I'm just not, like, driven by it. People are, I don't know if the market's there, to be quite honest, at least here where I live for it. So I feel a little self-doubt, I guess,
that it's
workable.
Right. So you mentioned a couple of things, excuses or reasons, however you want to look at them. I want to go back to the fact that you didn't promote it, this offering heavily, you said, because you were quite busy. So to me, it sounds like one of those subconscious beliefs of, I actually don't want this to work because I'm so busy. I don't know if I can handle this.
Yeah, you've hit it on the head. That's it.
Right.
That was
okay.
It then. And now it's kind of like, I don't know what's holding me back.
Okay. So you're saying, you know, you don't know if it's a viable idea.
Right.
And so now you need to discover if this is just an excuse because you actually really don't want this thing to work. Or if you need to go away and really do some research or put it out there, give it a real go and see what happens, a real go. But in order to do that, you have to kind of dig into what, you know, might sabotage you.
Yeah. I would like to give it a real go. I mean, there are some instances, like just for example, a friend of mine reached out and said, I'm looking for more cardio.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like a perfect opportunity for me to let her know that this exists. Like, this is what I do. You would pay for this. But I didn't respond that way. I said, I'll send you a couple recommendations. I don't know why I didn't say, yes, you can pay for this feature if you're interested. I think because I didn't want her to roll her eyes at me and be like, are you kidding me? Or, there's that self-doubt that comes into play. But, and the other side of it too was, you know, I won't dig into it too deep with her. You know, I'll just kind of give her some things off the top of my head. And if she wants more, she can come back. But, you know, I've kind of lost an opportunity there.
Okay. Let's quickly dive into that for a sec. You said it was because you didn't want her to roll her eyes at you and be like, are you kidding me? Do you feel like that's a strong reason, the way somebody views you?
No, maybe more so about the price.
Okay.
Maybe it's the pricing that I'm like, it's holding me back. Actually kind of cheap,
okay,
to be quite honest.
Okay,
oh, I'm talking
so
myself out of all these things.
Okay, so in your mind, it's affordable.
Yeah. It's just different, okay. too. You know, it's different. You've never called somebody to say, what do I need to be doing and where do I need to be? At least for me in this arena, uh-huh. in the fitness world.
Sorry, when you're saying calling somebody to tell, what are you referring to?
Like a coach, right? You know, like yeah. you never hire like unless they were my basketball coach in high school, uh-huh. you know, I didn't have anybody telling me where to be other than my parents.
Okay. Okay. So something is coming up for me right now. And that is like, if you haven't done it or wouldn't do it, there will always be that thing in you saying other people won't either.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. But I've personally have experienced a ton of different workouts and have a lot mm-hmm. of connections. Mm-hmm. And I see the interest and engagement that I get through social media that I know people want this in some form or fashion, whether it's like, hey, I'm looking for a fun girls night out, or hey, I'm really struggling. I need something to really kickstart me into a fitness regimen. I know that market exists. I just don't know how heavily saturated it is. And maybe I think that's maybe partial to it too, on what's really holding me back is that I don't feel like it's a sustainable type of activity, at least here in my town.
Okay, so when I you feel say like sustainable, I need a larger what do you mean?
I mean like a reoccurring type of activity.
Okay. So then is that what you're looking for? And are you at all open to viewing, to like reframing and viewing this idea that you have in a different way of that it's not meant to be sustainable, but perhaps a stepping stone to something else?
Yeah, I need to remind myself of that. I have just so you know, that's a thing of mine. I tend to hold, like, I dream about it a lot, and I think about it a lot, and it weighs on me a lot. But the moment I do it, you know, I shift. You know, I can shift. I know I can shift.
In what way?
Just with different ideas.
When you say you can shift, what do you mean by shift?
Like I can shift the business model. I can shift offering.
Right. Yeah,
things
it can
like
evolve.
That. Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you know you can. You know that it's possible. But something stronger, another knowing that you have inside or a belief, is stronger that's holding you back. So if you know that that's true, either you need to constantly remind yourself and have tons of reminders everywhere, or there's some other fear that's stronger than that that's holding you back. So if you're okay with it being just, you know, a stepping stone or part of the evolution of to the thing that will end up being sustainable, if you're okay with that, pretend you are, what else could be holding you back?
I'm going to tell you this in confidence.
Being recorded, right?
I know, right.
But nobody knows who you are.
Yes, no, that's okay. It's also the fear of it being such a great idea that I can't maintain it. I don't have a team, you know, I have a job and a 9-to-5 job and family, like mm-hmm. how would I maintain requests coming in if I'm just a one-man show?
Yeah. Okay. So it goes back to originally what I was picking up, you know, the fact of, oh my gosh, I actually don't want her to say yes. I don't want this thing to work because it will consume me and how I'm like, it will be out of control. And then I will be you know, fill in the blank, exhausted, basket case. It will be.
Yeah, you know, I think the other side to that is I might be so overwhelmed, which would be exciting, but I wouldn't want any part of it to fail because I'm overwhelmed. You know, I think that's a piece of it. I don't want to let anybody fall through the cracks. I want to give them my full attention, but if I can't, then that's kind of keeping me guarded a little bit too.
Okay. So what do you need to believe in order to combat that fear?
I just need to trust my gut, and I need to believe that my ideas are genuine and have good intent, and that people are out there that are really interested in this, regardless if they're somebody I know, like, you know, a good friend or not a good friend. Like, I need to get away from the fact that my friends aren't going to be my clients, and that there are likely people out there that connect with this.
Yeah. Okay. So that's on the one side of the general viability of your idea. Those are the beliefs you need to hold. And on the other side of the overwhelm, what do you need to believe to combat the fear that eventually it's going to explode and overwhelm you?
What would be the worst thing that would happen? You know, I think it's, I need to believe that I can handle it. I've been in terrible situations before that I've overworked myself internally over.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in the end, they turn out just fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, like what I was saying, I could shift and evolve. I could tweak it.
Yep. Yep. And it doesn't have to start out as the end. Yes. I'm so glad you said that. You know, that belief that support will be there for you when the time comes that you need it.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't have to do this alone. You don't have to be a one-man band.
Yeah, that scares me too. I would love to have, I function better with a team. Mm-hmm. I grew up that way.
Yep.
I like being an individual contributing.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel so much more powerful and maybe in a sense safer with the team supporting me.
Totally. Safety in numbers. Okay. So here are your action steps, should you choose to take them, which I hope you do.
Ready?
Yep. Spend the next few days, well, today if you have time really, to write down those things that you need to believe. The things that you said in this call, firstly, about the viability of your idea. Secondly, about beliefs that combat the fear of overwhelm. And then your next action step is I want you to dream. Dream of your dream team. And however you want to do it, whether it's a mind map, whether it's a list, whether it's a collage, just list out and just go nuts. Because you are dreaming. You're dreaming big here. And just dream about all the people you would love to have come alongside you. Caveat, don't allow this to overwhelm you. Don't allow this to go, oh my gosh, I've realized I need 30 people. Forget it. This isn't going to happen. This is like your dream for like 5-10 years down the road. Do the big one. And then look at that. Look at that list. And then pick out one or two that you think you would need in the most near future.
Okay.
And then really just start to, you know, be grateful for them in advance. You know, put your faith out there for them to come to you and get ready to be amazed.
Yeah, it's I have so many people in mind, resource titles and but mm-hmm. people also, like named resources that mm-hmm. I would love to just ask for help with. And
yeah,
that sounds like a fun exercise. I haven't done that. Like, you know, I kind of have it in my head,
mm-hmm.
but I don't ever tap into it because it feels so far fetched.
Not at all.
Yeah. Okay, I've got it written down.
Great.
I'm going to do it.
Awesome.
Yes.
Can't wait to hear what happens and to see your list.
Yes, I will shoot this over to you. I have some time. I'm going to knock it out now.
Great.
Hard to wait on.
Awesome. Yay. How are you feeling now?
I feel really good. Thank you. This, you know, I don't talk about these things a lot. I think mm-hmm. about them more than I yeah. talk about them. So I feel like it's helping me kind of propel into action.
Good.
And I haven't put this into action, these ideas, for months. So thank you.
Yeah. You're very welcome. Well, once you attack the root of what's, you know, holding you back, then there's nothing. You can move forward without fear.
Yeah. 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 Love the life cool. you live. That's what I gotta keep remembering. Thank you so
right.
much, Melissa.
You are so welcome. Happy to do it. And yeah, I look forward to talking to you next time.
Yay. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Soon.
Okay.
Bye.